Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Mike Lynch here.
Hey, and I'm Patrick Harris.
You probably like baseball, which is why you're listening to this. This is the Hot Corner Podcast.
Well, I kind of like baseball. I guess I'll tune in.
Baseball's pretty neat, so thanks for listening. This is brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Center.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
Woo, baseball!
And now the pitch by Martinez is up and in and hits Gerald Williams on the left hand.
Dig your cleats in.
Now he's going to charge the mound. He's going to charge Martinez, and the fight is on. He got a right hand in before he's grabbed from behind by Varitek, and now the benches are empty.
It's time for hour two of the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris.
Yerzynski wanting to know, am I going? He is going.
And Mike Lynch.
It is a collision at the plate, and Yerzynski not only bangs into Barrett, bangs on.
Step up to the plate for hour two of the Hot Corner.
Posada getting into it with Barrett. I mean, there is some hooking going on in the bottom of two piles.
On 1080.
Rudez had helped. Whoa. Bautista got all he could handle with that. Wow. That's some pretty solid contact right there.
The Fan.
Welcome into the second hour of the Hot Corner. If you missed any of the first hour, you can download that on the Les Schwab Tires podcast at 1080thefanradio.com. Speaking of podcasts, the Beers on Us podcast drops tomorrow around 4 o'clock. One of the better ones we've done during COVID time. We interviewed Kevin Davey, the headmaster brewer at Wayfinder, talking about Fest beers. So it's a little topical.
It is.
It's a little seasonal.
It is your favorite beer right now.
My favorite beer right now is Fest Beers, and so that was really fun. And we got into a lot of stuff.
We did. He was a lot of fun to talk to, yeah. And some of the stuff that was off the air was even better, and I wish I could have put it in.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a little shop talk, and I just left it there. But
yeah.
It was fun. It was a fun conversation.
Yeah, Kevin was a great interview, so make sure you download that wherever you get your podcasts, including at 1080thefan.com. I do want to give a quick shout-out. We were talking about people that have names that you know, like a Mickey. Like, if I say Mick, you're like, oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
Which baseball player goes by their first name only that you instantly know who it is?
I don't know this person, but I feel a special, strong connection. I'm going to give a shout-out to Matt and Pullman.
Hashtag
who said, only one Edgar. Perfect. And that is the facts, the absolute truth.
That might be, especially up here, the number one in all of baseball history.
I view Edgar and Pedro.
Pedro was a good one,
you
said, too.
Those are my two, as we thought about this over the break. Edgar, Pedro. I know who Pedro is. We all know who Pedro is. If you go to a baseball fan, you're like, who's your favorite hitter of all time? And be like, I mean, I watched Edgar. Be like, phew, you chose Edgar Martinez? All right.
Hey, you know baseball.
You know baseball.
He's a good hitter.
So let's slide over. We're going to stick in the American League and get to Yanks Rays, which I think is easy to say. The most stimulating matchup, titillating,
yes,
sensationalized.
Those are words.
I think the quality of matchup is probably the most even.
People are saying this is the ALCS, even though it's not.
I believe it is the ALCS. I believe
the
this
winner
series,
of this will beat the A's or the Astros.
I believe that is correct. Now anything can happen.
Of course.
I've watched baseball long enough to know that don't rest on that. But I think these are the two best teams in the American League, especially because the Yankees got healthy at the right time. And what they did to Shane Bieber, I will never forget. And I hold that against them. Biasly, aggressively.
I was very kind to you as a friend, Patrick.
Biebs, you were. And I do want to make that clear to the four people listening to this radio station.
People right think now. I'm an arrogant jerk Yankee fan. They do. They think I, and sometimes I play that role because it can be fun.
Right. But as far as our relationship, you didn't even text me.
Nope.
And
when you said,
when Biebs got blown up, you didn't text me. And when we lost the series, you didn't text me. And I ended up texting you saying thank you.
And I just gave you the okay emoji.
The okay emoji.
Yep.
By the way, Beeb Nation is still really hates you.
That's fun.
So we see game one. We see game one,
good
which
game.
Was a really good game.
Until the ninth.
And then things got out of control. Grand slam from Giancarlo, and things kind of go. But I think what's so interesting about this is we sit there and we look at, we're watching Dodgers-Padres right now, who know each other really well. We're watching Astros-A's, who know each other really well. We're watching Braves-Marlins, who know each other really well. I don't think there is, of any of them, that are all division matchups, that really know each other, like baseball IQ, know each other like Rays Yanks.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's because Kevin Cash has been there for, 8 years now?
Yep.
9 years now?
Came from the Indians, just saying.
Boone's been there for 3 years now, but a lot of the Yankee players have been here for as long as Kevin Cash has been there.
Cashman's been there since the early 90s. Just want to make sure that's known as well.
That is correct. The general manager, and only the general manager, has been there since the mid-90s.
Yep. Done a great job. Won a lot of World Series.
The growth of the Rays has happened at the same time as the Yankees have reset from those couple of down years at the end of Joe Girardi.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, they've been at the top of the division fighting with each other, and the Red Sox have been up there too, but it's been a growth together between the two teams, and it's built a little bit of animosity. And then there was the 3 years ago moment where I can't remember which player it was, but the Rays threw up and in, and I think broke. It might have been Judge's hand. It might have been the Rays who did that. And they kept throwing up and in, up and in, up and in, up and in, because they were trying to unsettle the Yankee hitters.
Mm-hmm.
So the Yankees took exception to that and then threw at the Rays, and it became a whole thing. Years and years of this has happened now. They throw at each other. Chapman earlier this year threw at the head of Brasseau, which was stupid. It's like 100 miles an hour. Don't throw at someone's head, you idiot. But he did it. And then Kevin Cash came out and said, I've got a stable full of guys who throw 98 miles an hour, so they better watch out. And it was like, okay, like it's happening. And then it actually happened in game one after Stanton's grand slam. First pitch, up and into Gio.
Right.
Next batter, up and into Torres. And it was happening again. And you're like, wow, okay, like I'm really starting to hate this Rays team as a Yankee fan. I don't hate the Red Sox right now because they suck.
Right.
Like, I still hate them. They're the Red Sox. I always hate the Red Sox.
But like, I'm always going to hate the Huskies no matter how bad they are.
Right.
Or good they are.
They're irrelevant right now.
Right.
The Rays are relevant, and man, do I hate them.
Well, you know what I think a lot of it is, Mike?
I'm sure Rays fans hate Yankees just as much.
I think a lot of it is just smart on smart. I think it's smart baseball. I think both of those teams have really dove into not just analytics, like, because the A's have done this for years and decades.
The Rays were the pioneer of the shift, though.
Yeah, the Rays are the pioneer of the shift. The Rays are the pioneer of the opener.
Yeah, true.
And I think Kevin Cash has just been a smart baseball guy, and as far as a manager goes. And I think Boone is tried to be that as well. I think his years in broadcasting have kind of helped him see what works and what doesn't work. But it also helps that Cashman has also been that way as well, in terms of like the Luke Voigts of the world. The fact that Brett Gardner still starts for the Yankees
and is good.
You're like, are you kidding me? And then he is playing decent. You know, I think this is the smartest matchup. And right now, what's the series at? 1-1?
2-1 now.
2-1 Rays.
Rays won, yeah.
2-1 Rays. I'm not picking a winner. I think this thing goes five.
I saw Cash in the postgame comments says, I'm not 100% sold that they're not going to go to Garrett Cole tomorrow.
Right.
Cole's on 3 days rest.
Right.
Pitched in game one.
Right. Why not?
But they might go back to Garcia because David Garcia opened yesterday.
Well,
I wanted to ask you about that too. So this was like the epitome of hating Aaron Boone as a manager, right? Mm-hmm. And we know it wasn't only Aaron Boone's decision. It's a group decision, right? I'm sure Cashman was involved, like you like to joke. I'm sure they talked to Phil Nevin and the bench coach, and everybody was involved in the decision, right? Yesterday, the Yankees started Davey Garcia, the 21-year-old rookie who has been really good, but is a rookie, right? He gives up one run in the first inning, and they pull him for Jay Happ, who actually pitched well at the end of the year but blew up in the game, gave up a couple of home runs. You know, wasn't a close game.
Right.
For a while until Stanton's home run again. And the whole plan was that. Because if you start Garcia, the Rays are going to go lefty heavy, which they did. I think they had 6 or 7 lefties in the lineup. And then they brought Happ in. And the idea was get the rookie to open. He can unleash his best stuff. Doesn't have to manage his speed. And, you know, sadly give up a run. And then go to Happ and hope that lefty on lefty hurts him. It didn't. I hated it because it didn't work. But I didn't hate the idea. I thought in a series of this, in a series of smarts, in a series of the chess match, I went, that's a cute thing to try. Especially because you know the Rays are going to go lefty heavy if they see a righty starter. And you Garcia starting. It wasn't an opener. There was no talk about Jay Happ. It was just Garcia. I liked it. It just didn't work. So I'm curious how you felt about it because it's smart baseball, but it's a little overthinking too.
I'll tell you how I think about that. Because I have some strong opinions on this.
I think I know your opinions are on this.
My opinions will be next on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
The cheese!
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
719, and Cody Bellinger robs Fernando Tatis Jr. of a 2-run shot in center field to end the inning. Hello, Mr. MVP, that hasn't done squadouche this year.
When the catch happened, I was like, who plays center? Oh, that's right, they moved Bellinger
there.
I was like, wow.
Because Peterson can't hold a bat, let alone swing one.
Although, interesting stat that I saw is that
And Mookie plays right.
Yes. Jock Peterson is actually third all time in the postseason on home runs hit in the postseason.
Oh, I believe that.
At Dodger Stadium.
I believe that.
Okay.
I believe that 100%. Because he is the kind of guy that is like, twice, so. People know me because I hit home runs. And it's like, yeah, but you bat 230, dude, and you kind of suck. I wanted to throw a shout out on the text line 503-250-1080. Ichiro.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Because of language was this texter's answer, but Ichiro's a great one.
Although Ichiro, the rare player, although that is how it is in Japanese culture, to put his first name. The back of his jersey.
Right, right.
Because and it went smart. As Suzuki Ichiro.
Because he's smart.
Because
He knew how to market
himself. Well, I think that's also just how it is in Japan.
Well, yeah, but he knew how to market himself.
Yeah, that's true.
We were talking about the New York Yankees, and we were talking specifically yesterday as they started the game with an opener and then brought in a starter, and it seemed to not work very well. And, Mike, you liked the concept, correct?
Yeah, I thought it was in a series, like you said, where it's two teams, the smart against the smart, and you know the Rays are going to do some interesting things to try to win the series.
It is really smart on smart. That series, that's why I like it so much. It's smart baseball on smart baseball.
And knowing that Tampa loads their lineup with lefties because they have them when a righty is going, to try to pull the bait and switch by selling it as Davey Garcia starting and then bringing in Jay Happ in the second inning, you're trying to catch them off guard.
So
it did not work at all.
Right, right, right.
But
that's not what's important here.
I liked the idea.
I don't think that's what's important. I don't want to talk about the result. I think hindsight's 20/20.
Of course.
You know, all that garbage.
I mean, it's Jay Happ. What did you expect him not to give up 300?
Well, because that's the thing. Like that's my concept. It's like if you're Kevin Cash and you see they're throwing an opener,
Cody Bellinger looks high as hell right now.
He always does. He's like, what's up,
I just
bro?
Caught a home run, bruh.
He's like, what's up, bruh? Like, whoa.
My eyes are barely open, man.
California fires are really getting me
right now.
Oh, Machado's mad that someone's, Machado's mad that someone's, gallivanting a little bit.
Ooh, and Muncy, I like this.
Ooh, this I makes like me this. Happy, guys. I like this. Muncy has told him to go the bleep out, and Betts is like, go away.
You know what's great about this is the Padres isn't their first year they're good.
Yeah, I know.
This is every year for the next eight, baby.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I know. I'm really excited about this. And now the now all the Padres are mad, and Cody Bellinger's standing at the rail just being
looking
like,
high.
Just being like, wow, bro, why is everyone mad?
Dude.
Best dinger right here.
Dude, hit this.
This bro. Is kind of cool. I'm so hot.
Have you seen how hot my mom is?
Also, how did I catch that baseball? Did I catch that baseball?
We're playing baseball right now?
What's going
Sick.
On?
I thought I was sleeping.
I love baseball, man. You guys want to play?
Just on the note of Manny Machado getting a little upset about the taunting.
I mean, you're like, come on, bud. Sit
you
down.
Just threw the
do you realize the team
down.
You play on?
I sit mean, down. Sit down. Like, sit
no,
down.
No, I like it. I like it. Keep it up.
I like it too.
Yell at each other.
I like it too, but it's right. Also like.
Before we get too distracted, I'm very curious your thoughts on the Yankee strategy that I think you're going to rip into shreds, but maybe you won't.
Yes, I think the strategy is solid. I think bringing in Jay Happ is a terrible idea. I listened to.
Should it have been Jordan Montgomery? Because he's a lefty they have too?
Yes, because Montgomery has experience coming out of the bullpen. I think Jay Happ was the wrong choice. A guy, and I listened to that Michael Kay thing that you guys played on primetime. I heard that and I hadn't heard that. And I thought it was interesting how honest Michael Kay was about the team he not only covers, but honestly roots for.
Yeah. We didn't play it on primetime, but you must have heard it on maybe Dirt and Sprague or something.
Maybe I heard it on Dirt and Sprague.
I don't know what you're
talking
about.
Michael Kay blasted Aaron Boone.
Oh, did he?
He was like, this is the most idiotic thing. He said, Jay Happ hasn't pitched in 8 days and is a routine guy and doesn't pitch out of the bullpen. And you bring him in after one inning just because the opener gave up a home run. He thought it was terrible management from Boone. Ripped apart Aaron Boone for that choice.
Okay.
And I honestly believe if you're going the opener approach, who's the kid that pitched?
Davey Garcia.
Who's the future, like one of the top future.
He and Clark Schmidt are the future aces of the Yankees.
Has more strikeouts than innings pitched.
Was basically. That true?
Something yeah, like okay, that. Sure. Yeah, has some it's either like more strikeouts than, well, whatever. Anyway.
He pitched well.
I guess deep, dark Yankee fans are calling him the next Pedro. Like,
well,
he's that good.
He is obsessed with Pedro, and Pedro's his idol, and they're friends with each other, so yeah. I think that's just why, yeah.
And so I think... The idea of pulling him after one inning is really rough just because he gave up a dinger to Zunino.
I think they were saying they were always going to pull him after one.
I don't know if that was the right choice. And I really disagree with Jay Happ being the second choice.
Yeah, I think if I were to
also start Tanaka.
I didn't mind starting.
That's what I don't like.
I didn't mind starting Tanaka in game three.
I think this is one of those moments in which.
It's like too much overthinking.
I think Boone overthought it. And this is why I don't. This is going to be an honest, constructive conversation here. This is why I don't love Boone as a manager. I think Boone has grabbed a lot of modern day thoughts. But I think he relies a little too much on it. Mm-hmm. I think he thinks a little too much like a broadcaster and a little less of an actual manager.
I can see that.
I think this was a poor choice. I'm not saying, apparently a lot of Yankee fans are like, get him out of there. Boone is going to cost us this.
Pretty extreme.
But that's also a New York mentality.
Of course. And so fire anybody who loses a game.
Exactly. You're going to get that anywhere. So I am not an Aaron Boone fan. Clearly. But I'm not saying this cost him his job.
I feel like you're more anti-Boone just to rankle me a little bit than you are anti-Boone, but
I don't know, man. I'm pretty anti-Boone.
All right. Because I like him a lot.
But this is a potentially extremely damaging thing on his. I'm actually like sympathetic right now. Like, you might have cost yourself your job. I sit here and bash you because I don't like your tactics and I don't want you as my manager, but this, you might have lost the series tonight.
Well, last
you
night.
You throw Tanaka, you might be okay.
He gave up 6 today, though.
It may not have mattered, and that's all hindsight.
I think so. That's what I'm going to say. This did not cost Boone his job.
No,
if the Yankees lose the series, Boone's not getting fired. It's not happening. So don't, Yankee fans, shut up about it. It's not happening.
I don't know. Ron Gardenhire is available. Just throwing that out there. Oh, dear God,
don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Just throwing that out there.
The only thing I would have done differently, I agree with you, is not put Happ in that situation.
I think that's the mistake.
There's two. The only reason he did it is because the last 3 or 4 starts, Happ was brilliant, and Montgomery looked terrible in the regular season.
I would have rather thrown Chad Green.
But the strategy was go lefty, so that you get 4 innings against their lefty.
Right, and Michael Kay's thing was that was a call out on Cash to be reactive and say, oh, Happ's coming in, I got to pull some of these guys. And Cash didn't.
Yeah.
He stuck with his lefties. And
they made him pay.
Yeah.
I think.
And that's being outmanaged.
I think it is.
That's clinical textbook being outmanaged.
Kevin Cash is a better manager than Aaron Boone. I will never deny that. He is. It's not even close.
If Kevin Cash is
one of the best managers in baseball. He is.
Yeah,
he's, with what he does with the crap they put on that team, he's incredible.
I'd say Kevin Cash is top 5.
I think he's top 3.
Who's better?
I think he might be 1 or 2 at this point.
I think you're crazy. Number 1, the best manager in baseball. Maybe. The best manager in baseball
is not Terry Francona.
Stop. You know that's the truth.
It's not the truth anymore.
That is the truth. That's 100% the truth. That's not even a bias.
Terry Francona is a great manager. He's not number 1 anymore.
You're out of your mind on this.
He's not number 1.
You are out of your mind on this. Bob Melvin is a better manager than Kevin Cash.
Bob Melvin is a top 3 manager as well.
So I'm going to take Tito and Bob Melvin over Kevin Cash.
Okay. I accept that. But that's top 3. You just pushed him up to 3.
Right. Let me think. Give me a second.
Joe Maddon's lost all his love.
Yeah, no. No on the
Joe. You can't trust Alex Cora, the cheating bastard, or AJ Hinch, the cheating bastard.
They don't have jobs.
Nope. Who are you going to go? There's not a lot of great managers out there right now.
No, there's really not. Yeah, Kevin Cash is number 3.
He's really good.
Yeah, he's really good. He's really good.
What does he do with the Rays? Everything.
Everything.
The Rays are not a good baseball team, but yet they're a good baseball team.
Yeah, he's a former Tito product. What do you expect? He's a product of the best manager in baseball. Nice.
I want a point against my own team against Patrick. Good.
Anyway, that's why I think this series is just so fascinating.
I'll be curious to see tomorrow. Yankees win, then I think the Yankees might win the series.
If Yanks win tomorrow,
then the momentum might shift enough.
It might shift. I mean, it's easy to say. If the Rays win tomorrow, they go 3-1.
It's over. That's the end of the series.
Because it's best of 5.
Yeah. It's now elimination games for the Yankees.
Yeah, if Yanks win tomorrow, I mean, who would they throw in game 5?
Well, it depends who they throw tomorrow. If Cash is saying they're going to throw Cole, which I think would be ridiculous, but I think what they might do is throw Garcia actually as a start tomorrow because he only threw 15 pitches in the first inning 2 days
ago. Yeah, it's like almost like a bullpen session.
Well, who else are you going to throw? They have no Montgomery. God, he's bad.
God, your starters are so garbage.
I know, because of the injuries. I think you might go Garcia, and then you might go Cole on 4 days rest. And then you have 2 to 3 days off, and you would go Tanaka game 1, Cole game 2 in the CS if you get there, I think. Because right now you only have 3 guys you trust. And Tanaka hasn't been good in these 2
starts. You have 3? I only have 2.
Cole, Tanaka, and I think Davey Garcia is good.
I still trust Tanaka. I trust Davey Garcia, but I only trust him for 3 innings.
Yeah, we'll see. So I don't know. I think if they win tomorrow, they can win the series because the momentum will shift. But the Rays looked really good these last 2 games.
Who the Rays going to throw tomorrow? They're going to go bullpen tomorrow.
They have to go bullpen.
They have to.
They used all 3 of their big guns.
Yeah, because Snell, Glasnow,
maybe Yarbrough? He was good this year. He's a starter.
Yeah.
Well, let's look. I'm assuming.
Yeah, we'll look at that. And when we come back, we'll we'll finish up on that, and then we'll dive in real quickly to this Dodgers-Padres series, which is 5-3, bottom of the seventh, runner on second, with Max Muncy at the dish with two outs. We'll do all that next. But first, there's my man Joe Fisher III, F-I-S-C-H, with sports.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
We got the Dodgers on the tube now. This is the last game left on the docket for today. I will say this.
6-3?
I will say this. Isn't it rad to have four baseball games a day?
Yeah.
We're going to get four baseball games tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I ain't got no job, so it's awesome.
And maybe we'll have four baseball games on Friday.
That'd be super rad. I would love that. You know, I think
it's like that 11 a.m. You put the game on, and you're like, I'm in for the whole day.
And one day a game started at 9.
Well, that was the 8 game day.
Well, but I was like, oh man, oh,
roll out of bed.
Where am I right now? Oh, I drank too much yesterday. There's baseball on right now. Sick, bro.
Good thing it was the zero game into the 13th inning.
I know.
So you could like sober up in time to watch it.
I know. When I started watching, I was like, man, these Reds hitters are really terrible.
God. We didn't get a chance to really talk about that series too much.
Yeah.
What on earth
Good
was
God.
That?
The Reds, man.
That is...
Their president resigned today, and I don't blame you, dude. I'm stressed out, too. I'm stressed out for you.
That is the ugliest two games of baseball I've seen that mattered in a very long time.
I would agree, especially the first one. The second one wasn't as bad. The second one had a little more.
It was 2-0.
The second one had a little more.
The Reds struck out a million times again.
Stop. The second one had a little more pitching matchup kind of flair to it.
Did it.
Wait, no, that was the first one.
Yeah.
The first one was Freed Bauer, right? Yeah. Was Freed Bauer. The second one was like. The second one was, good God, this sucks. The first one I really enjoyed. I liked the 13th inning. The 13-inning one. I mean,
look, there was a lot to like about the pitching in that game.
Dude, Max Fried threw 9 innings.
I know, because
that's
the Reds.
That's like Randy Johnson
because
stuff.
Because the Reds swing at everything.
Well, I know, but still. That guy, one of my favorite pitchers in baseball.
The Reds are stupid.
Yeah.
And that's also, by the way, we didn't get to this, but don't you dare effing expand the playoffs, you idiot, Rob Manfred, because you're going to get the Reds in there every year.
That's the truth. That's the truth. I really love that we have games every day. But I do not need 16 teams in. I mean, look at the NBA, man. Like,
expand the playoffs. Do it.
I hate you, Joe. Shut up.
Do it.
look at the NBA. The first round.
Teams.
The first round is
not enough.
The first round is terrible in the NBA. Enough. It's so bad. Like, I don't want to watch that.
You know, the Marlins represent all us small market. Well, I'm not gonna say small market because Miami is Miami, but they represent all these garbage-ass teams that can't make the playoffs originally when there's only 8 teams that get to make it. Well, I guess 10 with the wild card game. But
And guess what, Joe? They're losing 2-0 right now, and we'll probably lose tomorrow.
Well, hey, there was a little team up in Boston who came back from a 3-0 series lead.
He's not wrong. Do you remember that, Mike?
No.
No?
Just Mike, you don't
blanked.
Recall, huh? Nothing at all?
Nothing.
What are you talking about?
Poppy!
I remember the Yankees losing to the Marlins in 2003.
I remember that as well.
And then I remember them losing to the Angels in 2005.
And also, keep in mind that the Marlins have won the World
in
Series.
They lost in 2002.
The Marlins won the World Series in 97? Right? 97? They won it?
What?
Marlins won the World Series in 97?
97 and 2003.
The only two other times that they made the playoffs?
This is correct. They are undefeated in playoff series.
So expect a series comeback by the Marlins against the Braves and a World Series title for Miami.
You know what, Joe? I don't at all.
I am on the side that the more teams that have a chance, the more fan bases that will watch throughout the season. And that's more eyeballs on baseball.
It's more bad baseball.
One, Angels beat the Yankees in 2005.
Ooh.
3-2 in the DS.
Oh, boy. Who'd they lose to in the AL? Don't say this. 2004.
2005.
2005.
You know who they lost to.
White Sox.
Yep. Look, the end of the regular season was more interesting because of all the teams that had a chance. Those last few days were kind of crazy.
Dude, Cleveland went from the 2 seed to the 7 seed and finished the 4 seed.
This is the most basic way I view baseball. Baseball is a long season for a reason.
Agreed.
Baseball is a grind for a reason.
Agreed.
Baseball is a sport where you have to fight through adversity and injuries and all sorts of things to make the playoffs.
Agreed.
So if you cheapen that by allowing half of each league to make the playoffs, it ruins part of the ideal regular season in baseball.
This is why nobody cares about regular season NBA. And yes, they talk about it openly.
And this is why nobody cares about the first round of the NBA playoffs. Because it generally is trash.
Nobody talks about Major League Baseball being a boring regular season because it doesn't matter. They say it's boring because they don't like the game. They think it's too long. They're not invested. Sure. But nobody says it doesn't matter. Regular season Major League Baseball matters.
It also rewards,
regular season NBA does not matter.
It also rewards the best teams.
Agreed.
You have division winners, and I think it was already a stretch putting the two wildcard teams in the one game, but it does make for an exciting matchup and high stress for the fans in the game, and it's a thing.
It's a one game thing.
Look, I don't love
I'm
it.
I'm okay with a little entertainment.
I've accepted it, right?
Baseball could use a little entertainment. I'm with you. I don't love it. I've accepted it.
I very much enjoyed the first round of the playoffs this year because the amount of games that are on TV, it was constant, shiny, bright, flashy lights for me to watch my favorite sport. But that being said, how often were the games good? Some, right? You had a couple of good matchups. Yeah, you got a little lucky here and there. You got some matchups that are exciting, a little upset here or there.
Who did Toronto play?
Tampa.
Yeah, not interested. I didn't watch a single one of those games.
They lost both games and it wasn't close.
Yep.
You know, it's
I know who did. Toronto Blue Jay fans and Tampa Bay Ray fans.
Who?
Which are who, Joe? Please explain to me.
They're out there.
Well, Toronto does have fans. Tampa.
Yeah, there's 6 of them. Sure.
Not so much.
Hey, you know the Trop would be rocking right now, okay?
No, it wouldn't. Not even against the Yanks.
It'd be mostly Yankees.
Yeah. Old Jewish people that live in Florida who are from New York. Yep. Right, Mike?
That's everybody.
That's who it would be.
That's half the population
that's
of Florida.
That's not a problem.
Right there.
Yeah.
All us old Jews from New York just
old
go over
Jews
there.
From New York flooding Tropicana wearing Yankee gear.
That's a bigger problem than just baseball, man, okay?
Jerry Seinfeld
You're
in the
house.
You're
the one using it as an argument, Joe. You can't twist the argument
You're
against yourself.
You're the one losing, Joe.
I want my Orioles in the playoffs, okay?
Oh, this is where it comes from. So somebody's mad that his team sucks and he's in the middle of a rebuild. Welcome to being a Cleveland Indians fan for the last 30 years of my life.
And that also goes for Mariner fans as well. That would not only help out this region, but probably help out this
little question. And this is a serious question if we have anybody who's still left listening.
It's just the 3 of us.
Right.
Yelling into the void.
If you are a Mariners fan. Old men yell at clouds. If you are a Mariners fan, would it feel cheapened to you to break your postseason-less streak being the 8th team in the American League?
My answer is 100% yes. That
but
is
you're not
cheapened.
A Mariners fan, though.
Right.
You haven't waited since 2001 to make the playoffs.
Right, but as a fan of a team that has had a very roller coaster ride throughout my time, I have seen the good and I have seen the bad, and boy, have I seen the real bad.
The ugly.
Like Mariner bad. If we got into the playoffs this year as the 8th seed, I would have been really, and like won a series, I'd be like, this is garbage.
Can we defer to the guy who's a fan of a team who's lost like 100 games over the last 3 seasons? I really don't care. Get me in the playoffs.
But
give
Joe,
me a chance.
But Joe,
and I'll
you
take
got
it.
You got World Series in your history.
70s.
80s as well.
You have recent playoff appearances in your history.
You have recent appearances. You've got guys like Cal. You've got guys like Adam Jones. Chris Davis is an MVP.
Stop.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. In that moment, you're like, that's my team. That's my quarterback. That's my teammate. You know, like you're feeling that. The Mariners have had Felix once as a Cy Young winner. And once is a perfect game. They got Ichiro winning an MVP in 2001 just to get crapped on. I don't know. I think I would be cheapened.
I mean, I feel like I'm not in a place to say. I mean, yes, I would feel cheapened.
I would feel cheapened.
I'm coming from a Yankee fan perspective, which everybody hates me for. So
27.
I can't really argue.
Was it 28?
27. I can't really argue.
I love how quick he puts me in my place on that.
You'll know when it's 28.
Trust me, you'll know.
It's an A-bomb from A-Rod.
The Yankees win.
I do a pretty good John Sterling, I think.
You guys do hit a lot of home runs.
That we do.
Especially off my guy.
Giancarlo Stanton's been pretty good. You know, that's the bright spot if we lose this series, is Giancarlo Stanton actually like doesn't suck.
He looks amazing.
Which is really nice.
I hate you guys so much. Not as much as Shane Bieber hates you guys, I will say that.
The home run stroker.
Where'd you get that?
Where is that from?
Getting Higgy with it.
Do you just have a John Sterling drop board?
Joe
did you pull it up?
He just literally created these keys. I can see the screen. He just literally created John Sterling drops.
I knew I had him in the database.
Where have you been our whole life?
Sorry. I know. I dropped the ball on that one.
Right next to those on a different color. I want some Tom Hamilton, Frankie Lindor grand slam against the Yankees drop, okay? I want that.
Can we get a Giancarlo, no si posto parlo?
Yeah, that should be in here somewhere, I feel
no
like.
No si posto.
That's his call for Giancarlo.
Good God.
A Judgian blast for Aaron Judge.
The home run stroker.
See, I do a pretty decent John Sterling. I've listened to a lot of John Sterling.
Oh, good God. Good God. All right, when we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up somehow.
It's a Gleyber day for Gleyber Torres. Like a good Gleyber, Torres is there.
1080 The Fan.
Getting Higgy with it.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
Dodgers up 6-3, bottom of the eighth. Scratch that. Top of the ninth as this game goes to the ninth inning. And was that Kenley Jansen?
It was. He's actually not been that bad. Like, people ripped on him at the end of the year, but he was good in the playoffs
this
year,
right? Yeah, he wasn't that great in the in the regular season, but he's doing his thing.
Yeah. He's not blowing a three-run lead. No, if he does, there's a problem.
No, he's a closer. You have to believe in your closers. What?
Barstool just with the tweet of the night. It was Cody Bellinger with the face we were making fun of. Yeah. The tweet is, this is what your microwave sees at 2 a.m.
Chabra. The most chabra I've ever seen in my life.
I'm going to retweet it. When he's like, at Mike Lynch 27 on Twitter. Go find it.
When he's like by himself, there's nobody around him, and he's like standing on the top of that, and he looks stoned.
He just looks
so high.
Yeah.
And he's like looking out in the sky like, whoa, like, is that the Big Dipper or the Little Dipper? Like, how big is the Big Dipper?
And why did they call it the Dipper?
Are we playing baseball? Or is baseball playing us?
Yeah, totally. Totally.
I wonder if I can speak Spanish.
Giancarlo, non si può sto parlo.
I'll tell you what, gentlemen. I just want to say this before we get into anything else. I've really enjoyed my evening with you.
It's been a funny show.
You are people that I enjoy being around. I like this. I like this a lot.
That was a that was a great job, Joe. although I think, to be clear,
hey, thank John Sterling.
I think that's Italian, because Giancarlo, Italian. I think Nosi Posto Parlo is Italian.
Molto bella, Giancarlo.
Mozzarella.
The home run.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Well, Inglourious Bastards.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was like, what?
Rivadici.
Rivadici. I do love it when Pitt says that. Rivadici. And I want my scalps.
Timbers are winning 3-1, by the way.
Oh, hey, look at that.
Diego Valeri just scored.
Oh, Diego Valeri. Molto bella.
Now Diego Valeri's Italian?
Well, yeah, it's Latin. You know, everybody's Latin. Olivier Giroux. Score for Francais.
Non si può stopparlo.
We're terrible people with these bad accents.
I don't know. I think they're pretty great.
All right. Well, thanks, man. You know, I was a former actor. Got a degree in it, you know. Yeah, I was a teacher for a little bit. Sorry.
Acting.
Excuse me for a moment as I brush the dirt off my shoulders.
The dirt? You mean you slightly lower the size of your head?
No, it's really just dandruff.
Oh, okay. For all that hair that you have?
I mean, like, scalp is scalp.
Does dandruff still exist if you don't have hair?
Yes. Yeah, big time.
Good to know.
Good to know. If you ever go bald, Mike, in 40 years when you go bald.
What a rough life. You're like, well, I don't have any hair anymore. There goes dandruff. Damn it. It's still there.
Yeah, you know.
Where's my Salsom Blue?
I've been bald for a long time, and the same problems when you had hair are usually still rearing their ugly head.
Thanks, Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
Only you
can prevent dandruff. Wildfires. Sam Elliott's my guy.
We are way too much on the same train of thought on this,
know,
by the way.
I know. I practice his Smokey the Bear line so much. I'm going to try it right now. I'm going to do a little practice. All right, here we go. You ready?
me.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Oh, man. That was
not
so
bad, huh?
Please clip that, Joe.
Wow.
Not bad, huh?
Clip it for future use.
Don't we run like PSAs on 910 of Smokey the Bear?
Sure.
We can just sub that part
no,
in
no,
there.
No. We got to clip it because it's Patrick.
I saw this guy came into work. It was my last day.
You can play it after he goes, it's the kid with the acne on his back stroking it.
It was my last day at work, and this guy walks up, and he's got this shirt that's got Smokey the Bear with his, like, he's like hugging a national park sign.
Okay.
And at the top, it says only you. And so you read that and you go into the voice.
Mm-hmm.
You go into the Sam Elliott voice. And his shirt says, only you can prevent fascist liars. And I go, dude, that shirt's awesome. He goes, it's inappropriate.
That's why it's awesome.
I was like, it's inappropriate. Like, you're literally wearing a T-shirt that makes a political statement, and you're telling me that I'm inappropriate for calling out your T-shirt? Don't wear the T-shirt, bro.
I'm pretty sure Smokey after this year is like, screw you guys.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Screw you guys.
You weren't listening for the last 40 years.
Sasquatch is real.
Rake the forest. The only thing I have to add to this, by the way, is that I used to go to this Mexican place where I grew up. It was called Blue Moon.
Yeah.
And my favorite thing to get there was the Smokey the Bearito.
Smokey the Bearito?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I got to have one of those.
It was really good.
All right.
Go to Englewood, New Jersey sometimes. You'll see it.
Okay. All right. We'll be back next week as the Major League Baseball playoffs continue to push on.
We'll be in the CS's next Wednesday,
baby.
We'll be
in the CS's. So we'll be down to the final four, as they say in that great sport I used to watch that I feel like I haven't seen in forever. We'll see the final four teams, and we'll break it down as we do.
I believe you mean the last four, copyright.
Oh, right. The last four. Excuse me. I don't want to step on toes here. Yeah. So we'll be back next week for that. The Beers on Us podcast drops tomorrow about 4 p.m. Make sure you grab that wherever you get your podcast. Really good episode. We're really happy with it. So make sure you check that out. For Mike Lynch, Joe Fisher behind the glass, I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do, like prevent wildfires.
Getting higgy with it. The home run stroker. Non si può stopparlo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.